Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
The passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening today. 711 is the phone number. 877-711-5211. 877-711-5211. A lot of people like to use email. That's fine. udocs@gmail.com. youdocs@gmail.com. 17 past the hour, toxicologist Dr. Gary Ginsberg is back with some very interesting stories about Home Depot, telephone poles in your drinking water, and the driveway wars. Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 17 past the hour, 34 past the hour.
Joe, how often do you coat your driveway?
Every other year.
Every other year.
Yes.
And what do you use?
I don't. Somebody does it for me, but it's a tar sealant.
Yeah, I have no idea what we use. We do it every other year. My wife gets it done, thank God. But I have no idea what it is that we use, and we're probably polluting.
You probably are. Yeah, it's a tar sealant like Gary wants to talk about today. We do it every year, but keeps the driveway protected. Okay, how about Straight Talk from the Docs at 34 past the hour with Dr. Arthur Perry? What are you talking about today?
Well, we've got a number of subjects. One is oily skin, what you should do for
finally.
Oily skin. And then we also got one on, if you will, there's a ad about a taking your tattoo off by yourself at your home.
Oof.
It's called a magic wand. And we're going to ask Arthur about how good that is. And so we have, if we get past those two, I've got three more beauty subjects for Arthur or cosmetic subjects for Arthur. But the New Jersey, one of which is New Jersey's governor, banned tanning salons for those under the age of 18.
Yes.
And I know Arthur was campaigning for this, and I want to know if he's going to vote for the governor because of it.
And his new skincare line just was launched.
And his new skincare line, Clean Time, was just launched.
It's a great segment every week. Straight Talk from the Docs in this hour at 34 past the hour. And another related tip from Dr. Mike Roizen before the end of the hour is pricing a plane ticket based on the passenger's weight fair. If you're taking an international flight on tiny Samoa Air, if you use Samoa Air, your fare will be based on your weight along with that of your luggage. I asked the panel.
well, I think, yes.
In American Airlines, on airlines that originate in America, it seems to me that we pay based on, if you will, a seat usage, because that's what they use. They don't use, there is a little extra, if you will, for the fuel if you weigh maybe 300 pounds versus you weigh 150, but it is the space in the plane that you take that is most important, and only, I think, if you're overflowing one seat, should they charge more, because it is space, not actually weight.
But weight matters, too. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a limit of 50 pounds for your luggage, and I think that it's ridiculous that...
Don't you think they just do that so they can charge more?
That could be part of it, too, right?
Maybe,
I think weight is pretty small part of the total cost of the plane, running the plane.
Well, I think if they're able to charge you more for having a suitcase over 50 pounds when you're a 150-pound person, say you have a 50-pound bag, that's 200 pounds total that you're contributing to the plane. So a 300-pound person, I don't see what the difference is in having them pay more when they're contributing more weight.
Maybe,
Joe, can you settle this? Can you be the judge of this panel?
I think it's a good thing to do. I think there's nothing more irritating than to be in a seat next to somebody who spills over into mine. I mean, that's pretty irritating. Maybe there's a more equitable way to do it. Maybe BMI is a fair way to do it. A tall person can be average weight for his height, but if he was 1 foot smaller, he'd be overweight. And again, Mike, let me ask you this. You know, I'm sure overweight people, when they hear about this, and this is again in Samoa Air, their airplanes aren't as.
And if you judge the football players from Samoa.
Yeah,
who gets on Samoa Air?
Yeah.
There are some big guys.
Obviously, though, overweight people will be, you know, naturally stigmatized by this, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the message.
Let's go to another subject, Joe.
It was an interesting subject.
I liked that subject, Joe.
I think it was, well, it was one of the top stories, and we'll see if the other airlines will. We'll do this someplace down the line.
I like the story on balding men have higher risks of heart attacks. And it's not just a little higher. If you're balding in hair loss on both on the top and the crown of your head, it is a 70% increased risk of heart attack. And remember, if you will, balding men also have an increased risk of prostate cancer. And it's thought both of those pertain to more testosterone. And I was thinking, what are we doing when we have these ads on TV about, is it low T? Well, low T may help protect you. And low T is, by the way, if you have to shave once a day, meaning if you're shaving, if you're still shaving, your testosterone, no matter what the number is effective at giving you male effects. So shaving is the key for men in knowing where their testosterone level is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Anyway, if it's 70, you know, we're selling testosterone on TV by the androgel. Do you have low T, et cetera? These guys are going to increase their risk of heart disease and increase their risk of prostate cancer. It scares me a little that we're advertising this. So I think one has to be a little careful in that low T, and don't worry about low T as long as you're shaving once a day.
Oh, so that's what I'm learning out of this show. That's what I'm taking away from today's show. So if you have to, I shave every other day, but my beard grows all the time. So if you're growing a beard, your testosterone should be okay?
Your testosterone, if your hair follicles are coming out, meaning you have to shave, what that means is the amount of testosterone you have is able to cause that effect. And that correlates with all the other effects of testosterone in the human body.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Interesting. That is interesting.
Dr. Mike, a new endorsement for fish. What is it?
This is another excellent study where they looked at the omega-3s in the blood, and they said, do the omega-3 levels in blood, that omega-3 is the healthy fat from fish, do they correlate with longevity or with health? And this is, in fact, the higher your level of omega-3, the less likely you are to die, the less likely you are to have a death from coronary artery disease, and the less likely you are to die from an abnormal heartbeat. If you don't eat salmon and ocean trout, which are the fish in America that have predictable omega-3s, you probably should take a DHA omega-3 tablet and have some walnuts with it. So you want to get as pure an omega-3. And the interesting study is you want one in the TG format. If you're going to have fish oils, look to make sure it's TG and not EE, because the EE is a component of the fish oils that doesn't seem to have the same beneficial effect as that in the TG format. So, Joe, either DHA from algae or eat salmon and trout.
Sounds great. Sounds great. 877-711-5211. 877-711-5211 on the phone. udocs@gmail.com is the email address. Don't forget Dr. Arthur Perry at 34 past the hour. Straight talk from the docs. But he's back today, our toxicologist, Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Home Depot has some explaining to do possibly about what they're involved in. How about that telephone pole in your neighborhood? Is it toxic to your drinking water? And we talked about sealing driveways. People do that every year, every couple of years. There's a driveway war over coal tar sealants out there. Dr. G at 17 past the hour. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.